Welcome back to Daf and Practice, Beitza Taf Tezvav. The Gemara on today's Daf and the next Daf discussed the halachas of Erev Tavshilin, so I felt it may be appropriate to share an interesting list that I saw brought in the Sefer Piskei Teshuvos, where he shares some klalim in the best way to make an Erev Tavshilin. Not all of them are ma'akiv, most of them are lechatchila, some of them are hidurim, but he has a list of the best way, the most mahudadik way that a person should make an Erev Tavshilin. He says, first of all, a person should make the Erev Tavshilin an Erev Yomtiv dafka, and not on the night of Erev Yomtiv, and certainly not in previous days leading up to Yomtiv, and he should be makbid to make sure that the Erev Tavshilin is done before the Hadlakas Neiris is done in that house. He says that a person should also make sure that when he's cooking, whatever he's cooking for the Erev should be done with Kavana, that this tafshil should be the tafshil for the Erev. On Pas, there's no akpada, there's no peda that it should be done, but dafka specifically for the Erev Tavshilin. He says, this is something which I actually have not seen, that person, it's best to use a Michael Chashuv, like basar or fish. That's the best thing to use for an Erev Tavshilin. He says, many have the minig, and that's my minig, a minig I've seen by many other people, to use an egg. And he explains there that perhaps that minig came because an egg was something that didn't have to be kept refrigerated, as opposed to basar and dagim, which if they weren't refrigerated, they would get spoiled. So an egg was the easiest, the hard-boiled egg was the easiest tafshil to use. And another thing he says is that the pas has to be the size of a kebaya. A person should be careful that the tafshil, it's better to be medactic, he says, that the tafshil should also be a kebaya. But me'ikra din, the tavshil is kosher with the kezayis. He says that a person should hold with both hands, hold in his hands at least, the pas and the keli that has the tavshil in it, or if he's using an egg, hold the egg and make the bracha. And he should say carefully the nusach that we all say for the Erev, every word, and he must understand exactly what he's saying. He says it's best that the other people in the house should be around when you're making the Erev, especially the ones who are going to be doing the actual bishul. They should be next to him. Our Chasholchan brings this minig, and he says that it's a hiddur ba'alma. Another thing he says is a hiddur is that others should be zeiche in the Erev, meaning if a person has guests in his house, the guest is best should be zeiche in the Erev, that they should be part of the Erev and be yetzu with the bracha of the balabayas. Another thing he says is that it's best practice that you should eat the pas and the tafshal on Shabbos, and it's a hiddur. It's nice to be able to use the bread as part of the lechem mishnah for all the sudas, and then by shalosh sudas, the last suda on Shabbos, that's when he should use the bread of the Erev Tavshilin. Again, some of these are just hidurim, and every person should do what his family minig is, but these are just some of the halachas that are discussed when it comes to the dinim of Erev Tavshilin. Everyone should have a wonderful day.